Hey, everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, we're going to break down one of the lowest grossing weekend box offices in history. It's going to be a really fun show. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Eight.
Hey, there we go. Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. This, of course, is the show where we look back at the box office that was, and then we'd like to...
Wait, now you can do it.
Prognosticate.
Yes! About the box office that lie ahead. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
And hey, how's it going? My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And a quick shout-out to Grace and Peony's... Design Co. That's their name on Instagram. I have this really cute little necklace. I posted a picture, so go check them out.
Oh, I like wearing necklaces, but whatever. I mean, that's cool.
I can maybe get you one, too. You know,
yeah. She's got the hookup.
Silver or gold. What do you think?
Love it. Love it.
All of it. Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amy Cassandra, and you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV. And I'm going to try the whole spelling thing because you guys like to spell stuff. So AmyCassandra_TV.
Yay!
Yeah,
well, you know, if it's a weird spelling sometimes, because Carrie can be spelled a few ways. So
this is true.
Just saying.
Amy too.
Yeah,
Amy can be spelled.
That's right. Sometimes there's a silent P in front of it. Yes. Sometimes.
Yeah.
No. All right. I don't know how you were. You guys spelling, but
I don't know.
Yes. But folks, as always, you can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and while you're there,
we want
to
give a quick shout out. Somebody on YouTube last time put like all the thumbs. They did all
comments.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you.
E-Sinks, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. So many times. So many thumbs up. And of course, if you're watching this even after the show is aired live, you know what you can do. Carrie Lane will show you. And Amy
can do it too, because they're commenting down below.
Right here.
Because it's below the video.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's below.
Down. And, you know, we're going to have the chat up and running as well, too. So, Becca in the booth, if you wouldn't mind throwing the chat up on the screen, making it nice and big, we'll hear what all our fans have got to say about the latest weekend box office totals, which not really much to say, because it was a very, very inactive time at the movie theaters.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit here. We'll just start off right off the bat with our top five. No big surprise. Hitman's Bodyguard stayed number one. I made another a little over $10 million. I was almost going to see that and didn't get a chance to.
I was like, what was I doing Saturday? Yeah. Oh, I had work. But I watched Defenders. I started that.
Okay. Yes, of course, Amy did the great after show for that.
Because it took me forever to finish Iron Fist, and everyone's like, why bother? I know, but I wanted to.
Dedication.
And then I watched Death Note.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I've seen Twitter breaking down that film. Boy, it's been a rough go for that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get to the end of stuff. Some people are all like saying we haven't seen some movies. Oh, Goosebumps! Yay, that was cute. Someone got it. Sky was pointing that out. And then Sarger reached out like, you need to go see your movies. I'm like, I know. It's not like I haven't forgot, guys. We all got backlogs. Even Neil was like, I know. So don't worry, we haven't forgotten.
I mean, I stay true to my word, but I mean, it's whatever.
Have you seen every movie that you've had to have seen?
I have nothing on my backlog.
I believe you. Neil, so it's not just me, guys, so calm down.
Yeah.
And then Amy's going to start logging some too. Oh, great.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 just came out on DVD.
Yes. Have you not seen it yet?
Oh, yeah, no, I have.
Okay.
I love it. And I could see it over and over and over again.
Will you be buying it?
I already have it.
Look at that. Are you a digital purchaser, or do you buy the DVDs?
The actual DVDs.
Yay, me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotta go digital, guys.
Wow.
Yes.
No.
It's like a work of art. I have them on display.
Yeah. See, my goal, like my dream house involved, or loft, or penthouse.
Home?
Yes. There we go. Home involves
Broadward.
Having a huge entertainment center with all the DVDs.
I like it.
That I own.
Yeah. I don't have a huge entertainment center, but I have a really big display case of DVDs.
They're so pretty.
Well, no, it's true, but I think if you were trying to maximize space...
There's many others in boxes that... But then you kind of go through, and you're like, which are the more favorite that you put them up there?
But the nice thing is that you just get them all on digital, and then you're like, oh, no, you know what? I don't have to worry about, you know, actually getting off my couch to go change. Change a Blu-ray? That's so, oh, my gosh, it's so hard. You have to get over
what
there.
What happens when your remote battery dies?
That's the worst feeling.
Well, but it's nice. I have an Apple TV, so you can just charge it right there. I've got a charger nearby, so you just plug it in and you just let it go. Mm. Oh, yeah. Imagine. So, I mean, all that time I've saved by not having to get up and change these things.
You prepared.
Sure, yes. Sure. coming in number two here on our top five here, Annabelle Creation, the film that Amy could not get enough of. I was talking about it up and down last week. She loved it. Another $7.35 million to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You still creeped out by it?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have nightmares. No. I survived.
Oh, actually, Carrie had a nightmare.
No, I got excited because I remembered. I'm like, oh, wait. I am scheduled to be covering the premiere for It. So that will be with After Buzz or Popcorn Talk, I'm forgetting right now. But we will be doing that, so yay!
Yay!
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, yay for Carrie.
It's a horror movie, so that made me think of that. Because someone I know was like, oh, I've heard pretty good stuff so far, so I was getting excited. Tanya in the chat just asked if we've done the flick chart, get our top five. You know, I did it for a bit, and I was extremely disappointed, and they were like, one of them, I did it, I forget how long I was sitting there. I was like going like, sure, yes, back and forth. And they were like, Last Samurai is your favorite movie. I'm like, no.
We're going to continue to do it. And then I think that's something
I'm going to maybe start over. I'm going to delete it and do a new account.
When Neil gets back, I think, because Neil Plumley, next week, is going to be back here for the show. But you know what? He's not going to just be in the booth.
Yeah, he's going to be in here.
In here with us, joining us on a regular basis inside. You know,
Legend says the same thing. They tried, got confusing, and they put Strange Movies tops. Yes, I agree. I'm like, I want to know how many I have to do till it's like a reasonable top five. So.
See, I've done 1,300 ratings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So my number one, it's Legally Blonde, guys. I love
it's
it.
It's not a bad one, though.
It's not bad, but it's not You've Got Mail or When Harry Met Sally.
At least it's a romantic comedy, though. I mean, I like action movies, but definitely I was like,
let's continue to do it, and we'll just next week it'll be fun to talk about, because if it doesn't quite agree with what you think it should be, that'll be fun to talk about as well.
I mean, my top five, as I would describe them, there is a theme amongst them, so then I'm like, what? I don't get what.
I'm gonna be curious to see these top five. So, yes, we'll reveal next week.
We've had it anyway.
Yeah,
well, you've revealed to each other.
No, we've said on the show our fives.
Okay,
what are your top five, Frank?
I'm not telling you guys until next week. Not until next week, guys. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Coming in at number three was the subject of last week's box office bet. That was Leap from Weinstein.
But made
a little over 5 million. You know, surprisingly, much better than what we all thought.
We were like,
Neil shot high at 6. Amy had, 2.85? I had 2.7.
I think I was 2.
You were like 1 point something. Weren't you lower?
No, you were 2. I was right up.
Someone was.
Yes, but you were the low person on the totem pole.
I had someone be like, yeah, go see it. Which I'm actually not 100% opposed to that. Like, I like animated movies and dance movies. So we'll see.
Maddie Ziegler, who was on Dance Moms, she actually voices one of the characters there. I think it's one of the main characters. So she went on So You Think You Can Dance and talked about that.
And Carly Rae Jepsen, or how you pronounce her name, also does.
Yeah,
she does one of the voices
Call
as well.
Baby.
And Ella Fanning, of course. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
I don't know. Somebody was talking about trailers, so we're sidetracking a little bit. But we'll have to ask again with Neil, but now we need to get you on the Ready Player One train. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you read it already?
I didn't read it.
Now you got to read it. You read it already, right?
I have not read it yet. I need to read
it. Me and Neil have read it, so now Frank and Amy have to read it.
There you go. We have homework,
we got
Amy.
Do you have a comp?
Library. It's free.
Amy's
and there's an
the
audiobook version, too, and it's free, too.
I am scared of the library. You have to be so quiet, and I love to talk, so it's...
Go in, get your book, and leave. It's a really easy read.
Okay.
It's really good. I know Neil would be super excited, and he's... Oh, it's tweeting me.
There you go.
I was super excited when I saw the trailer.
And so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a digital copy.
Do it.
There you go. And then it'd be
you
easy.
Know, well, there like you go. With the library, they are, I don't know if all of them have it, but the one when I used to go to, they had the thing called Hoopla, and it was like your digital library, so mm-hmm. they might have it there.
Ooh. Yeah, just like that. That's a fun name.
Yeah, will you read it digitally, Amy? Or you, like, no, you have to have the actual physical book in your hand to enjoy it.
I have to have the actual book in my hand because I love the smell of books.
Yes.
True.
And, you know, carrying around a book and being like, look, everyone, look at what I'm reading. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but, you know, I feel like, I love reading, but I also felt like I've just run out of space. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like if you're traveling, because I would always bring too many books. I'd always overestimate, and so you're just lugging around the suitcase full of too many books. So I feel like digitally, you're covered.
For you traveling,
You can bring as many as you want, and you never have to worry.
I only take two.
Are you a fast reader, though? So you need that much?
I'm still learning, so...
I'm not a speedy reader, no, so I'm good with one book for my trip, probably. Yeah. So...
It depends on the type of book. Like, yeah. You know, there's some books that you just... That they go down really quick and easy.
Book to movie, and I'm trying to reread it because I started before and I stopped, but I had to return it for a library, so that's the only real problem with the library, I would say, is Devil in the White City, because that will be a movie, which we've talked about. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's like the first American serial killer.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
No, so Chicago good. World's Fair, and they're doing a movie. Oh, who did they say? It was Leonardo DiCaprio and somebody else.
I'm in.
We all were like...
Was it Martin Scorsese?
Yes.
Oh, I'm in. Yes.
But,
I don't know if that's true still.
Yeah. He's a handsome doctor that lured people to a hotel place that and killed lots of people.
If anybody enjoys the NBC series Timeless, which will be coming back for a season.
Yes, they had an episode with that. It was so good. It was a really good episode.
Coming at number four in our top five is Wind River, from the Weinstein Company, another $4.4 million. And rounding out our top five was Logan Lucky with $4.36 million.
I heard good stuff about that one, but I didn't get to it yet.
No, did not. It's been a really rough weekend here at the box office.
What'd you see?
As we're talking about films, I did see Birth of the Dragon because I was really excited about
it. Right, okay.
You know, ever since I remember seeing Dragon and Bruce Lee story and hearing that story about the fight between him and Wong Jackman about, you know, trying to be able to teach his style of martial arts. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that was a really cool part of that movie. If this is a film that's going to be telling you, kind of really diving in depth about that moment in his life, I was like, oh, that's really cool. So every trailer, I don't know if you've seen any of the trailers for it, it's all really playing up that part of the film. And then you go in and you watch it, and it's not it, that they become like secondary characters to this fictional student of Bruce Lee's, Steve. And we named it follow Steve's story. I'm like, this is why am I watching Steve's story? I do not care about this fictional Steve guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to see Bruce Lee and really know more about this real life incident that happened between these two men. And I gotta worry about Steve and him romancing some woman that has come over from China, is now kind of like an indentured servant to this lady who's running a restaurant, like, and now they got her freer, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's just like, why am I watching this terrible part? So it was a disappointing movie. And so when you see, as Amy was mentioning, you're saying that for in 16 years, this is one of the lowest months in the box office?
Yeah, so according to ABC and USA Today, this is the worst box office weekend in 16 years, which, guys, if you do the math, that was 2001.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's certainly, I guess there was a hurricane, right there in Houston as a part of it. There's the Mayweather-McGregor fight that took up a lot of that. You know, but I also think, if you imagine this summer, there were so many weeks where there were multiple things vying for your box office dollar.
Yes.
And then you come down here towards the end of August, and you're getting...
Like, nope.
Yeah.
Why?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I always wonder about that, too. It's like, why not space it out a little bit more, and everybody can profit?
Yeah. Sorry, totally random weird question. Favorite movie or movie that you've seen, or favorite movie, if it happened more than once, that's come out on your birthday? Comment down below, because I know... So depending on when your birthday is throughout the year, and then when it rotates and what day of the week, has to come out on your birthday. What was your favorite, if you've had more than one, or which one has it been? Do you know any come to mind?
My birthday's on Thanksgiving, so...
Oh. A lot of movies come out on Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving date changes.
That's true. So, but I can't think of anything that's actually come out on my birthday. Usually they come out like the day before or the day after.
Okay.
Amy?
It was one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Nice. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was fun.
As long as it wasn't the fourth one, because that was...
Which, is that one At World's End?
No, that's Stranger... No, that's...
Tides.
Yeah, Stranger right. Tides. Yep.
It was one of them, and it was fun.
That was one with Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, where they had the mermaids. That was a bad one.
I like mermaids.
Did you?
But they're interesting. Mine was Blue Crush.
Oh, my gosh! With Kate Bosworth.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that was a good one. I was so excited. I'm like, a movie that came out on my birthday, because my birthday is August 16th, so it's like summer. It can be kind of like... How many movies are out?
But I think now you are like gangbusters there, because summer keeps moving up so much earlier.
Some have been close.
This past year, I mean, it was like Fast and Furious came out April 17th, day after your birthday. But
you just said April.
April 17th, right?
August.
Oh, you said August.
Yes.
Not listening to what Gary says.
It's all right. I've gone and seen anime movies. Paranorman and Kubo.
Oh, the Two Strings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen both of those on different birthdays. I like going to movies.
But I would think that, like, say, for example, like Spider-Man Homecoming.
Woo!
Yeah, great movie. Loved it. But what if it came out this weekend? Do you think, I think it
would... Oh, would it have done any differently?
Yeah, it would. I think it would have done really good. Because if there's nothing to watch, aren't you hungry to go see a really good movie?
I agree with Alvin. Maybe they should have spread out more of the blockbusters.
They should have.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at May and June, they are so cluttered.
Another reason, a lot of kids are going back to school already.
So
I mean,
yourself...
it's school during the week, but, you know, but that's maybe why.
Well, they should treat themselves to the movies. You survive the first week of school, whoop.
Yeah, but look at Guardians of the Galaxy. That came out beginning of May.
That's
first
true.
Week of May, and it did fantastic.
Wait, the first one?
Volume 2.
Yeah.
I mean, it came out the first week of May.
The Marvel
still
movies
did really great.
Come out in May.
But, I mean, again, another example of a blockbuster. What if it came out now? What if it came out this weekend?
Well, then they wouldn't have enough time to build. I mean, because... So, Avengers came out at the beginning of May. Guardians came out at the beginning of May. And then you have the entire summer to relish in the excitement of Marvel. So, if you wait until the end of the summer, it's like, dang it, I've got homework to do. Mom and Dad, I can't watch it. Gee willikers. It's like, what is it? Leave It to Beaver. Yeah.
I'd say I categorize that phrase under neat. That's another neat. Another word. Not many people use that one. Well, there's also a lot digitally, you know, so some movies are like Netflix, we're saying.
Mm.
Yeah, Death Note.
Okay. Yes. So break it in.
Yeah,
break
so,
it down.
Okay, I watched that, and... okay, so it is not... If you've seen the anime, it's definitely not that great. If you've never seen the anime, it might not be too bad for you. I have a friend who he's really into horror, and he's like, oh, I loved it. I'm like, awesome. Have you seen the anime? He's like, no. And I'm like, exactly. Okay. It's... There's just things in it, like, the character, Light, and regardless of the anime or not, is portrayed as not the... like insanely smart, really cool teen that he is in the anime, but he's like this kind of like average teenager, and then like by the end he's this brilliant planner that you're like, whoa, where did this character come from? Because like the beginning he's just doing like not really planning teenager-y emotional stuff that you're like, all right, fine, whatever. But then at the end there's like this reveal of like these different plans he's had, and you're like, where'd that come from? And so things like that are just like, ugh. The portrayal of Rook, who, William Dafoe, did a great job with him. His voice acting was great. The character design for that was pretty cool, and how they shot it was really good and creepy. And there's a scene early in the movie that, like, is actually comedic when he first meets Light. So I'm not gonna tell you what happens, but I thought it was fun. I laughed.
It's not supposed to be.
I don't think it's supposed to be funny. Okay. Not really, but... this is when you're like, maybe I should watch it as a comedy. What else? Yeah, if you're a fan of the anime, just don't bother. It's hard. And, like, go watch... If you're a fan of the anime, if you haven't seen it, watch the Japanese live action. Those movies were actually really good because they really captured the essence of the anime and just made it with real people. And you're like, yay, cool. This is, like, just... They should have made it, like, another story. Like, they could have taken a couple characters and made, like, an alternate world. Like, there's this character, L, who's, like, the detective. Keep him and then change Light, make it a different guy. Because it's like, cool, because the detective finds somebody else. Like, alternate version. Because if it's Light, you're like, you are nothing like that guy. But Elle, you're like, you're kind of like that guy. So you're just like,
Expectations are here.
I often feel like that happens with when they're adapting so films from the Asian market to the U.S. marketplace. They end up just...
It happens a lot. Yeah.
Change the story so much that you... That, and I can't really think of one where they've changed it and it's been better than the original.
I wouldn't say better, but it was different. Like, The Ring... The special effects for the American version were better than the Japanese version, but the Japanese version did a better job being creepier. So they had less effects and they were still creepy. Mm-hmm. And creepier. So it's like, yeah.
But if somebody put the both of them in front of you and said, you have to rewatch one right now, which one would you go towards?
Probably the original source, because it was just a better build. Yeah, it's just, I think, and the other problem too is when you're making something from animated to live action, it's always a bit hard. One that's a really good live action anime is the Ace Attorney. I watched it on YouTube, actually. I don't know where you watch it normally, but they did a good job of, I didn't watch anime, but I'm familiar with the game, and they made people, like, you go, yeah, that could be your hair, weird stylized, like, they have weird hair, but they made it work within that kind of, like, in-between hybrid world. So it's like translating things that you're like, mm-hmm. And then my friend was totally obsessed with how Light's character in the live-action Netflix Death Note, he has the weirdest, like, highlights. And I'm like, they're Danny Rand highlights.
Oh, no.
So it's not as bad as trying to get through Iron Fist, but it was like you could pause and come back and...
Well, Scott Patterson in the chat, he actually liked Death Note, and it was okay. Not the worst film in the world.
Hey.
I don't know why that puts that on the scale.
That's a good question to ask. Yes. What's the worst film you've seen? Like,
oh, that's too hard.
I know. Or at least bottom five. About it.
Yeah.
Or just one that comes to mind.
Oh, cinematography on it, though, was beautiful. Like, how it looked was really good, which... Oh. Made it a little easier to digest, like their scenic shots and like just how things were set up was nice.
Yeah, I gotta think something that's really been so bad because I don't like to walk out of a movie.
Can we scroll down the chat a little bit? I like somebody has a good comment there. I was trying to see. There we go. Zias Lu Wop. Oh wait, no, too far. Come back. Sorry, we have someone else controlling our chat. Wait, there we go. It wasn't that bad, but it's far from great. Still can't wrap my head around. Who's playing the lead role because he's from Nickelodeon. Okay, yeah. And, Speed Racer. I liked Speed Racer.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that as well, too.
Actually, I thought it was a fun movie.
Yeah, I've rewatched it again because it's been on one of the cable channels a lot recently. Yeah. And I've been rewatching it. Man,
that was fun.
I enjoyed it.
And wait, there was one more comment. Go back down. Scroll down a little bit.
Amy, you've never seen Speed Racer?
I've never seen it, but I'm thinking of the worst movie that I was almost forced to watch it because it was such a big deal around this time.
Which one?
So I'm sure I'm going to hurt people's feelings, but Napoleon Dynamite.
You just didn't get it.
The worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really? Okay. The worst?
The worst.
I don't know if it was the worst thing I've ever seen, but it also wasn't one where I was like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever.
Okay, we got the three. Wait, I worked in the movie theater. I saw it multiple times. I absolutely loved it.
No. Loved it.
I think it's one of those movies, and I can understand, though, if like you get it or you don't. Like, I've seen plenty of comedies where I'm like,
which?
Zoolander.
I like it.
Step Brothers.
Oh, that one's all right. Blades of Glory is actually pretty cool.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Are you guys huge John Hader fans?
He can be funny.
Yeah.
Actually, he's in, and I got to cover that movie, Tiger Hunter. He was funny in that. He's playing more like a normal guy. He's very nice.
See, he was in Just Like Heaven. With Reese Witherspoon. It was a romantic comedy.
Reese Witherspoon
and Mark Ruffalo.
Ouch. Someone agrees with you. Napoleon Dynamite was
Alvin,
crap. Not the worst movie, but it was so bad.
So bad. I had it with ice cream, too. I wasn't eating the movie. I was eating ice cream. So you think that it would make me happier.
But could you agree, though, that it's one of those, like, it's something you just didn't get?
Yeah.
I feel, there's plenty of, like...
Yeah.
You go...
Vote for Pedro. That's all I remember. And the
I had the buttons when I worked at the movie theater, too. I had all the buttons that they did promotional. Yes, I had. I still have them.
When's the last time you watched that movie?
It's been a while, but I'd rewatch it.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Would you? But I know you have so many things that you want to watch.
I do.
Would you watch that before? If you had it in front of you, would you watch that before you'd watch something you hadn't seen yet?
Oh, no. I have no time to go back to rewatch stuff.
There you go.
Not I even, got too many things to watch.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. No time for that. okay, wait. What's your worst one? I don't know a worst one.
Just yeah, I got to think of something that's been... Yeah.
Just stop
I'm trying to think of something terrible that I've seen...
Yeah, favorite. Okay, actually, two questions for all of you watching while you're thinking. Favorite, or what is the worst movie you've ever seen? Down below. And then also, what is your favorite that's considered a horrible movie widely enough, but you like it? Waterworld.
You know, I've never actually seen...
It's really fun.
I've never seen Waterworld.
So fun. And you work at Universal.
I know.
You
I know.
Work at Universal.
I do. I do work at Universal.
Yeah.
I've seen the...
Live show, yeah. So good.
That it's number is one good. Stunt show,
but
20 plus years.
In Waterworld's defense, it was more of a box office flop in terms of making money, not necessarily people are like it's a horrible movie. But then I would say also I like Postman, which is Waterworld on dry land.
Oh,
people are saying, oh yes, Dragon Ball Revolution, that was pretty bad.
Oh, Fantastic Four.
And Fantastic. No, it wasn't horrible.
Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, Fantastic Four?
Those were bad.
Oh, they were disappointing. I never need... If you're going to do Fantastic Four again, which Fox should not do...
Just stop touching it, yeah.
They've proved for 3 times in a row that they cannot do it. If you decided to do it, I do not want to see Dr. Doom as a villain. Do not put Dr. Doom in another Fantastic Four film. Again, okay. For a while. I mean, if you got lucky enough to hit the right formula and it was a success, maybe Dr. Doom could come in 3rd or 4th film if you got that lucky. Do not put them in the first, at least the first two.
Skyline, Dark Water. Oh, I think I like Dark Water. I forget. Battleship. Didn't see Battleship.
You know, Battleship was just like, I couldn't hate it.
I, Frankenstein?
I have not seen that.
I didn't Aaron hate Eckhart. It. It's fun, but I like supernatural action movies.
Gotcha. A Suicide Squad. That was a rough film to watch.
I liked it.
Oh, man, when they get down to the...
Well, like, no, here's the thing. I've never been brave enough to watch it because... Everyone I know has hated it.
No, I like this one.
It's a question of bravery.
You're like, yeah, the
it's
first
a question
one.
Of bravery. I've never been brave enough.
I know to tackle that movie. No, I have to do
it's
it.
It's just fun. But you
love it or like it?
I enjoyed it. I had fun.
1 to 10.
Definitely past 5, 6, 7. Ooh, I wasn't like, wow. I love it, but I was like, this is fun.
1 to 10.
Ah, man, I'm putting it at, like...
You're all negative.
I'm going to put it at a, oh, gosh, like a 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's...
Watch it and break the
It's
time.
Rough.
I know.
It is rough.
I have a list.
Yeah, it's technically... When you get down, there's a moment towards the end of the film where it's just a lot of gyrating.
Okay.
And that is garbage. That is just garbage from the Enchantress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, I can't... Oh, so terrible. Yeah.
All right, maybe we should keep going.
All right, so hey, as we're talking about...
Clue is amazing. Someone's Clue, but no. Didn't do box office.
No.
I feel like I need to go rewatch
it's
Clue.
Amazing.
I have not seen
it's
it in a
so
longest
funny.
Time.
No, it's
not.
You just don't
Alvin.
Get that.
Alvin
okay.
Rochette's
it's another one.
Trucks.
Don't get the humor. It's okay.
That's all right.
Let's jump over real quick. We're talking about international numbers. After 6 long weeks, which the Chinese market had been cordoned off from imports, we finally get some new ones here. They included the Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets, Carrie's favorite film of all time.
No, I liked it. I don't know if I go that high.
As well as Cars 3 and Baby Driver. Now, while there were no new major releases at the international, no major wide releases at the international box office, Universal's new Tom Cruise film, American Made, actually got released internationally before domestic. Made $6.7 million in 21 markets, and it scored 11 number ones in all, including the UK and Australia.
That trailer looks good.
It looks intriguing.
Yeah.
Directed by Doug Liman. I mean, they did, I don't want to say Live, Die, Repeat, but that is not it.
Want, want. Oh, there, that was one where I was like,
But I like
Fiction of Film, where I'm like, I might have liked it better if I had never seen, or if I had never read the book.
Yeah.
We've had some people saying Ghost in the Shell. Someone actually, Adelia said, like Ghost in the Shell.
Storks.
I didn't hate it, and I like the anime, but I didn't hate Ghost in the Shell. I just was like, it's okay.
Yeah, I was expecting not to like it, given everything that I'd heard, but I actually didn't mind it at all either. Yeah.
It just doesn't live up. It really is a empty shell.
Nicely
done. No heart to it, but yeah.
Tanya.
It was all right. Oh. It was okay. Yeah.
I've never watched that movie, but it was playing in the break room at work just this past week. And so I saw the beginning of it.
I was like, oh man.
That was.
It's the one I don't think I hate it.
And Rob Schneider and John Hader.
Yeah. Deuce Bigelow. That's a weird one that I was like, I actually really enjoyed it.
Ahead of time,
I was like, this is the stupidest idea. And then I was like, that was actually pretty funny.
And where they go with it. You also love European Gigolo as well?
I think I tried it and I didn't like it as much. Because the whole point of what the reveal, and if you guys haven't seen it, I'm surprised. It's been really a long time. But,
spoiler alert.
But it's like what the reveal is in it is interesting, but they don't have that in the second one.
Gotcha.
You know, like what his purpose, like what he's doing is, that was lost.
You know, Russia.
Oh, ouch.
Benchwarmers. I mean, come on. But Benchwarmers, when they're starting off, where there's the kid squatting over the other kid's face, man, I was like, all right. As well as internationally, there Wonder Woman has been in the headlines a lot this week, given James Cameron's thoughts and Patty Jenkins' response, which I agree with Patty Jenkins. I mean, where James Cameron is coming from, you know, but just like. Where I don't think every woman needs to be hard and tough like James Cameron seems to enjoy. What he thinks is, because a lot of the women that he writes and shows in his films are more in that line. If you look at Terminator 2 or Aliens. But, you know, I think that women can be in any very many shapes and forms and sizes if they want to be a strong, powerful woman. So, but anyway, it's also now hit $400 million overseas. Woo! And that's to a big, strong start in Japan. It's got a $3.4 million bow over there. And it's also got Annabelle's Creation also got enough money to rock past the $200 million global box office line. Now, folks, if we thought this past week where we had to do box office bet was rough, this week, we thought that they were at the bottom. No, we actually dug another substrata level, and we found even a lower bottom that we could reach. We only have one film. Talking about it. It's a film called Tulip Fever. It's based on a novel.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. And it's about a 17th century painter that is hired by a wealthy man, older man, to paint a portrait of his younger, more attractive wife, and the two of them just
I got excited. There was a book club, and I didn't get jumped in time, so that was...
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds really familiar.
And the way that they really want to... Because during this time in history, tulips were becoming like, you know, it was tulip fever. Tulip was a source for income. So they were figuring like, hey, we got to figure out a way to, you know, start growing your tulips and turning them over for profit. But we'll be doing this movie. We'll be doing this movie as a box office bet. I'm not excited about this.
That's why they picked it for book club. They were like, yeah, we're going to do this. And I was like, sure. And then they were already like 2 weeks in. Well, I'm not going to read it in time.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, as much as you'd like, we'd love for you to be able to participate and vote in the chat. Yeah. We have our film, and it'll be Tulip Fever. 600 screens, guys. Woo! 600
That's going to be screens. Like the Lemley Theaters and things.
Yeah.
That's, aww.
Oof. Yeah. But, as always, we like to do before we start talking about our box office bet or our predictions for the next week's top five, we like to do a little box office rewind based on somebody that's going to be starring in a film coming out this week, and one of the actors in Tulip Fever is Christoph Waltz.
I actually really like him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
He's an actor, he's really interesting. He has the weirdest voice, though, and the way he talks, it's super weird, but I think that makes him interesting.
I enjoyed him first, it was Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Enjoyed him in that.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the Green Hornet, I was like, eh. But I kind of
forgot he was in that.
Yeah, I got swung back with Django Unchained. I really, I really liked him.
You know what
too.
I mean? He just like how his like, it's cadence or just like how his mouth moves and like how sound like it's like literally how sound comes out is interesting. I notice weird stuff, people.
Yeah, I don't know because it's certainly the. I guess it's interesting that
everyone's like just skip the week. Nobody's gonna.
Yeah, it's either that, folks, or we could bet on what we think the re-release of Close Encounters of the Third Kind will do. That's coming out in 700 theaters. We could bet on that.
Alvin says don't skip it. All right, we're not going to. Don't
Fine,
worry about
Alvin.
It.
Just
for
you. Fine. Alvin. Do you Alvin like just likes to punish us.
You know, I haven't seen pretty much
Haven't seen any of his stuff?
Any of his stuff, but I see him, and I've seen parts of Django Unchained.
Yeah.
And he scares the crap out of me. Just looking at him, he really scares me.
And he's a good guy in that movie.
Yeah, well, he just scares me. I don't know.
He's a good commanding presence.
In a good way. In a good way. It's just, I feel like I've seen him in different things, but I can't find him. I don't know where exactly I've seen him, but he scares me.
What I do like, it seems like the films that I've certainly liked him in
the best. He's normally a bad guy.
Are Quentin Tarantino films, though. And I feel like there are some actors that and directors that just kind of really are in sync.
They drive.
And I feel like they can really seem to get the best out of an actor. And I feel like for some reason it's Christoph Waltz and Quentin Tarantino. They seem to have that relationship where they bring out the best in each other.
Yeah, I really liked him in Glorious Bastards. That's really cool.
But without ado, his top five films. Coming right dead center in the middle is an animated film, so we're going to skip over that. But that was the film Epic, where he did a voice in. But other than that, though, starting in at number five for his in top five films, Django Unchained. Came out back in 2012. Opened at a little over $30 million.
I really like that one.
Yeah, that was really a good one. Yeah.
You should. Well, Leo's role, I have seen that one scene where Leo just commits.
I think you're a fan.
Just a little bit. He commits so well to that role, and he cuts himself, and then he kept going, and it was actual blood, and that one scene where they're, you know which one I'm talking about? He's yelling and they're at a table and there's glass.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Yes. That I loved, but that's one of the only scenes I've seen from that movie. Putting it on my list, guys.
All right. Coming in number four for Christoph Waltz was The Green Hornet. That was a movie I wanted to be better. And it just wasn't.
Yeah, sorry.
No. Oof. You know, it's, I don't know. It's like, I feel like the Seth Rogen that's now doing Preacher, I rather would have seen that Seth Rogen now tackle the Green Hornet. I think it would be a little better of a product this time.
Sure.
Coming in at number three is Inglourious Basterds.
Yes.
That opened up in 2009, made $38 million. Sorry, Green Hornet opened in 2011 and made $33.5
million. I really liked Inglourious Basterds. Yeah, that was cool.
You know, the one thing, it was just nice to watch that and not knowing the twist when you just find out that, it's kind of an alternate reality where something happens. I don't want to spoil it for Amy.
Haven't seen it?
I've seen most of it. Because I'm thinking of the whole movie and I remember. I wonder what happened 3/4 of the way in, because I can't think of the ending.
Just go back and actually watch it.
This is...
You can add it to your list.
That's right.
It has.
Yeah. All right, it's got
to... No, you don't have Inglourious.
That one.
Yeah.
See?
There you go.
Gotta do it. Coming in number two was a film that I thought was better than I thought it was going to be. It still wasn't a great film, but that was The Legend of Tarzan.
Came out last year,
$38.5 million.
It was fun.
It was fine. I didn't hate it.
I said fun, but you said fine. But I'll go with both.
Yeah.
It's fun and fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing amazing, but it was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was like, not a waste of your time, but if you didn't see it, you didn't miss it.
Yeah. I would have loved for it to be better, though.
The trailer, I was super excited, and then I'm like...
Yeah. But it's not... I think people did bag on the film more so than I think it deserved.
Yes.
Yeah. And number one, it's a film that I wanted to be better.
I was kind of annoyed at him as the bad guy in this one.
Yeah. That was Spectre. It came out in 2015. $70.4 million.
Though I liked the least the other bad guy that was like before that more.
Oh, the one with the oil guy from the film before? Where it's...
He was in No Country... he was in There Will Be Blood.
Oh, gotcha. That guy. Ugh. Yes. With these,
Him as a bad guy, I was like, ugh.
You're like, really? I would have taken him over.
I think I hated There Will Be Blood so much that I hated him. There we go. I was just really
You're supposed to hate him, though. Ugh. The thing
there's
I
a different
like,
kind of hate.
Amy, have you seen Spectre?
No.
Okay. There's a revelation between between James Bond and his character in the film, and I did not care for it.
There Will Be Blood.
I'm sorry. No Country for Old Men. The other one.
Oh, yes.
They both came out at the same time, and I was annoyed by both films.
I feel like I still need to see
both films. I was like,
There Will Be Blood. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Oh, Josh.
It just took forever.
Javier Bardem.
That's right.
As a bad guy, just...
But you're supposed to.
There's bad guys that you love to hate, and then there's bad guys that you're just like, I'm annoyed.
Yes.
I don't care.
Voldemort.
Just don't care.
You're annoyed by him, or you hate, love to hate him?
I love to hate him.
Oh, okay.
But he does such a great job, and it's all Harry Potter.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, actually, before we jump into this, anybody seen the any clips or any trailers for Inhumans?
I have no previous experience with it, really, so I have nothing to totally compare it to. I've seen images, kind of. I think something funny, somebody was hating on Starfire's hair, and I'm like, I have seen cosplays that looked better.
Or Medusa's hair, yes.
Yeah, Medusa, I'm sorry. I know, right? I was just like the long, was mixing things. I didn't hate it, but oh, who's the kid who's the bad guy in that? Who's Game of Thrones kid?
Yeah, I don't know
his name. Oh, him. I'm just like, he's another bad guy. I'm like, I don't care. I'm done with him.
Did it get released? Did we see the trailer around San Diego Comic-Con time?
We did.
Because I remember watching it and thinking in my mind, wow, that was really bad. And so I blocked it. And then all these other cool things were happening at Comic-Con that those memories got replaced.
Yeah.
Well, it's opening up in IMAX right now, September 1st.
I know. Someone's already... Sorry.
Yes.
But I know not... You know, I interviewed someone who voiced Starfire, so maybe that's why I was thinking the long... No, I did. Carrie Walgren. Kari. See? I'm all right. It's been a long day. But we had that because we had Carrie and Kari, and we spell our names the same way.
Do you have a silent P in front of yours?
No.
Okay. Just checking. All right.
Ramsey Bolton, yes. Fucking excuse me. I'm like, that's just like, no.
At Comic-Con, I got a chance to go to like a panel on Sunday where they played a few clips from the show,
and
it was disappointing.
Because you're familiar with it, right?
Yeah. The Inhumans as a concept is like something that's really good in small doses. I really have not liked how Marvel Television has been trying to, as well as Marvel Comics itself, is just really, because they don't have access to the X-Men franchise, since Fox owns the rights right now.
Yeah, someone's pointing out, too, of, yes, and then DC is the... who I first thought of.
Yeah.
Crossfire.
But it's rough. So then now they tried to make these Inhumans kind of like the facto stand-in inside the Marvel Universe for the X-Men. And it's just characters that you don't care about. They've had to make up so many more, and it just... I don't care. I feel like they're just forcing them down the throats.
Mm.
And finally, you get to the chance where the only Inhumans I really ever cared about were like the royal family, which is what this show's kind of centered around. And this is not a great execution of that. It's just... You know, Black Bolt, played by Anson Mount in the show,
he's one who doesn't talk.
He's one that doesn't talk because he's got this...
That was kind of interesting.
But it's
in the trailer?
It's something that's interesting in a comic book where because he has to use sign language and somebody speaks for him, which more often than not is Medusa, kind of says what the king is thinking. It's easy to convey all that in a single panel of a comic, and it doesn't seem overwhelming. But to actually watch it drawn out in live action, where you see him sign and then she interprets, you're like, man, this is just, why are we watching this? This is really boring.
Okay.
So, and plus Gorgon in one of the scenes, he calls them like dumbasses, which I'm like, this is, no, you're like a royal family, you wouldn't use a dumbass. Ugh. So, I'm not filled with hope for this.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard many, many bad things about this.
So you won't be watching it? IMAX?
No, I can't see myself wanting to do it. I'll wait till September 29th when it comes out on ABC.
I'm sorry, I still was wrong on my other name. Someone's like, no, Firestar. I apologize, yes.
Yeah,
Thank you. Thank you for live chat of correcting. Yes.
As like Sky Patterson was saying, that it was originally supposed to be a film.
Yeah.
But I feel like once Kevin Feige was able to separate from Marvel Television and kind of be his own independent side of that, and Ike Perlmutter had more of the television side, I feel like Kevin Feige was like, no, I don't want to do an Inhumans one. That's why I want to be separate from Marvel Television, so I don't have to do one. And so they said, you know what? We're Marvel TV. We'll still do this film. And that was a dumb idea. So as we'll see, this is going to be not going to be a good thing for Marvel Television. I think it's going to be the definite first like true stinker that Marvel Television first puts out, like the first chink in the Marvel Universe armor.
That's actually a good question. Legend says, will they use actual ASL? In the trailers, are you using... Because it shouldn't be, because they're not American.
That's true. It is a...
something else.
Yes, it is a...
Cool.
Anson Mount got like a series of like pages and pages and pages of like this made-up kind of sign language that he would use. And there's too many close That's too many close-up shots of his hands. I'm like, oh, all right. Great.
We get it.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to do our box office bet. But before we do that, it's time to figure out what next week's top five is going to look like. Again, we only have one film entering, and that's Tulip Fever on 600 screens. 600 screens, guys.
I'm going to say nothing's changing.
I think that's very easy. I think we can... Amy, would you disagree with that assessment?
I would not disagree. Maybe the order of the top five will
move around. No, okay. No, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Leap will not stay there.
Okay.
Leap will leap down.
Do you think Wind River would move up to number three? What do you think? Is there something on this top five that would move up over it?
Yeah, that's where I'm like...
Logan Lucky? I don't know.
That would be the only one I could think is maybe if it got some more traction, like word of mouth, and went up.
Yeah.
Because I had someone I know online, I'm like, ooh, that they were like, it's so good. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's already been going down, so no.
I mean, Wind River opened up, it went wider, so it opened up in another, like, you know, over 1,400 screens.
Okay, fine.
So that kind of bumped it up.
Just to be different, I'm going to swap the last two. Wind River will be five, and then Logan Lucky will be four.
You still think it's good, but Leap will still be above it?
Yes.
All right. Amy, would you agree?
No.
You think?
I think Leap is going to move, but I don't, it's tough because the other two are going down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, and Annabelle, geez, this is tough. sure, why not? Leap and Wind River, maybe.
Interesting.
Swap? Okay, all yeah, right. Cool.
You know, just to be fun, you know what I'll say? I will say that Leap makes it to number two, and Annabelle Creation goes to number three.
All right, cool. We're all making fun ones.
Why not?
Sure,
let's
why
just,
not? It's
why
one
not?
Of those, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Let's just say Annabelle's still sliding down.
Yep.
And people are excited because there's at least an animated cartoon they can bring kids
films.
To.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we now reached the super exciting moment in this episode where we do the box office bet. And as always, for those of you that know the rules or this is your first time, the box office bet means that we're going to bet on a film that's coming up this week, usually chosen by the fine folks in the chat room that are watching this live. But in this case, we only have one film to choose from this week, so we'll be betting on that. The person that gets closest to the actual box office gross on its opening weekend gets the bragging rights of being the prognosticator amongst prognosticators. The loser, the one that's furthest away from the actual box office opening, will have to go see this film in one of its 600 screens and tell us all about it. Oh, man, this is going to be a rough one. So, why can't Neil be here to give us a little bit more cushion?
Do we think he could break a million?
This is
someone said 780,000.
Oh.
And then someone said 1.5.
Yeah, this is...
There we go. Ken Jack says 780,000.
This is going to be probably one of the narrowest margins for whoever wins this. Because this we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars probably separating us in these bets.
Okay.
All right, 600 screens.
Okay, guys, you can only pick one answer. Star Drew likes to jump around and have like two totally different numbers.
No.
You get one, just like us.
Now, before we reveal our answers, just hearing the plot of the movies we kind of talked about a little bit earlier, is that sound like something, regardless of what the outcome of this was, that you would want to go see on your own?
I feel this is ladies' book club going. Like, this is not that men can't have a book club, too. But I think it's, you know, yeah, that kind of audience.
Yeah.
That is the demographic.
Red Hat Society.
All
right. That's what I can imagine. Ladies going.
Wow,
Scott
Patterson says 3.5. Ooh, I feel that's a bit high.
3.5 million. I mean, it's 600 screens.
All right, we ready?
1 second here. It's because I know, like, you enjoy your romantic comedies. This has probably got the romance, but it doesn't
matter. But it's romance and drama. It's like the... I see, like, my mom and my grandma or something going, like...
Certain, see?
Yeah.
Well, I love the romance.
1.3?
Too,
okay.
Where it's really, like, Gone with
really
the Wind.
Really, what?
Ooh, there's something to it.
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind or... Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
That's say 1.2, 1.5.
Star Drew, what are you doing?
Yeah, stop picking two.
All right, hold on 1 second. I just wanted to look up here just...
You're cheating, aren't you?
Oh, no, well, I'm
and
cheating.
And Christoph Waltz, right. It's a little bit of draw. You know.
What? I think he no. Gets...
What?
No, you some think people like him.
Yeah. Well, I know. But is he a box office draw?
No, not a huge one.
Because he's like the Tim Burton film, the Big Eyes. How many people were rushing
I did this? Like Big Eyes.
But did you rush out to see because of Christoph
no,
Waltz?
No, but I saw it later and I really liked it.
But it wasn't Christoph Waltz wasn't enough of a draw for you to go like opening weekend.
2 million. Someone said. Oy.
My gosh, I'm just seeing on screens here, just looking.
Come on, hurry up.
Here we go. We've got Ingrid Goes West, just for example.
Oh.
It is on 647 screens right now. It came in at $1.3 million.
Whoa, that's with Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
Right? And Elizabeth Olsen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. That was 1.3?
That was 1.3 on 647 screens. Something else is just comparable here real quick. We got, Good Time, 721 screens. It made a little over $1 million. And lastly, Detroit, although it's been out for a few weeks, it's on 525 screens. And it, made $231,000. So... But that's already been out for several weeks. It's been out for 5 weeks.
I think I'm still okay with my bet.
All right. Gosh. I mean, does it go over a million? Does it go over a million? That's... Oh, all right. Amy, you good with your bet? Yeah, you're regretting? She's reading the chat.
Oh, no. Right now they're talking about... Sarah asked, what's favorite, like, cool movie you saw when you were younger?
Okay.
All of them. No.
Right?
I loved movies.
I'm like, always
I
loved.
Still do.
1.7. All right. All Most right. people Whoa. Are going at least one. I'm like,
Okay. All right.
Right. All right.
Okay. Everybody, Amy, are you good to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you seem scared.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
This could be your potential first time losing a box office bet. You could be having to go see this film in the theaters. How do you feel about this?
Well, it could no also pressure. Be the first time I win.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. So. Yeah, I mean, because this is really important for you, Amy. Because,
okay,
you know,
can we just say the numbers?
Nope. We're going to drag it out. We're gonna build some suspense for this.
Doo-doo.
Because, you know, you could be like a Neil or an Amy. Or you could be like a Neil or a Carrie who takes forever. And seeing these films?
Well,
you know,
as soon as my movie pass gets here, I'm going to be seeing an insane amount of movies
Me
in
too.
The theaters.
Yeah, I'll right. get one.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. You ready?
Are we going to do it? Oh, we should all do it at the same time.
Yeah, we're all going to review.
Okay.
What do we think?
850,000.
Oh.
I went 800,000.
How anticlimactic. Yes!
Oh! All right.
Oh, no.
For those of you listening, Frank and Amy got the exact same number of 800,000. So I have 850. So if it's...
Oh, yep.
If it's above, woohoo!
Yes. Amy and I could both be seeing this film.
Yay!
Or not. We could be winner.
Right, well, let's fingers crossed. Everybody, tell everyone you know not to go see this film, which I think will be very easy because... And 600 screens. Who's going to find this film?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's see how we do here. Carrie's excited. The chance to go see this film.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. I feel much better knowing that if I do go down, I won't be going down alone.
This is true.
There you go. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this. Oh, Sarah Brock went 780. Star Drew, 750.
Okay.
All right. We'll see.
Let's have
happens.
856 or something. Just like right above.
851. Yeah. Price is right.
Yeah.
The toughest is if it gets to be like 826.
Oh, then we're like how close we are in the middle.
That's,
we'll see.
That's going to be the killer.
Then I think Carrie should just watch it.
No.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. But as always, folks, regardless of the fact that we don't have a lot of great new films coming out, following week, we have It coming out. So that'll be nice. We'll be able to have finally, next week, we'll be able to talk about that.
Well, and Home Again with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, great. Okay, well, but I'm sorry. It's a romantic comedy, so of course this is right in Amy's wheelhouse.
I got you guys, don't
yes.
worry.
There's also, if you happen to live in the Los Angeles area, there is an It experience happening here.
No,
you have to make reservations, so we're working on it.
But it is happening in the LA area.
Mm-hmm. It's Hollywood and Vine.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's, yes. Yeah, I drove by it today, and I didn't know that that's where it was.
Are you scared?
I'm just a little bit.
Yeah. On her Instagram and Twitter, I think Joelle Monique, and also an AfterBuzz host, went to a special It screening today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And they had people in the audience, like, with the hoodies and or the raincoat and the red umbrellas.
Okay, you'll enough of that. We got it. Oh, boy. All right.
Georgie. I can't. I'll work on it.
But as always, folks, you know what? Like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Throw as many thumbs up as you can. Come on, Sarah Brock. I know you can throw many, many, many thumbs up right there. And as always, folks, if you're not watching live and you want to comment down below, I know Carrie Lane has a few questions for you to answer.
Yeah, there was a few questions this episode.
Yeah, absolutely. So comment down below. We love. I know Carrie loves nothing more than to go home, make a nice chamomile tea, and scroll through. All these comments.
Frank makes weird stories.
Really?
That's you guys have gotten a little thin on the comments, though. The last couple are like a couple. No, engage, like discussion, guys.
I read them.
Yes.
Water.
She read last week's comments. Looking at some of you.
Yeah. There you go. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But folks, again, thanks everybody for hopping in the chat. Mm-hmm. You make the show so much more fun to do, so thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. I mean, I guess technically we could, but it wouldn't be nearly as fun.
It wouldn't be the same.
Yep. But if you want to continue the conversation with any of us, even after the show's over, Amy, where can they find you online?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV. That is AmyCassandra_TV. And AmyCassandra.com.
Awesome. I was... yeah, okay. I don't know. I was like, wait, did I cut you off there?
You never cut me off, no.
Hey, guys, and my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week, and our panel will grow with one more person.
Yay!
As the lovely and talented and the recently married and freshly returned from his honeymoon.
In Hawaii.
Yes, if you've been following him on social media, Aloha. You can see all the great adventures he's been having. Neil Plumley will be joining us right here on the panel, so you'll be able to see his face on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, and I hope all of you are as well.
Yay!
So until next week, folks, don't go see... Whatever you
go see Tulip Fever.
Do not go see it.
Go
see Tulip Fever.
Go see it. Stay inside.
Nope. Stay inside. That's right.
Bring all your friends.
Netflix and chill.
Do a movie night.
No. That's a bad idea, folks.
At home.
We'll see you next week, guys. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.